Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all doing well. This is Sherry Dillard with Intuit University, and I am here every week at the same time. And so happy I am here. Today, we have a very interesting show, and it's a true North Carolina show because we've got Kelly Harrell, who is from North Carolina, not too far from me. And she is a shaman. She's also an author and a columnist. And like I said, she lives right here in North Carolina. She's written two books on practical, modern, what is that, Kelly? Is that animism?
Animism.
Yeah. I'm going to have to ask you what that is. That's her books are Gift of the Dream Time, Awakening to the Divinity of Trauma, and Real, is it pronounced word?
Real Weird.
Weird. Real Weird.
That's it.
Yeah. A Modern Shaman's Roots in the Middle World. She also writes the syndicated column International Insights, Questions and Answers from Within, and is a contributing writer on modern shamanism for the Huffington Post. Kelly is a lifelong intuitive, has been on the shamanic path since 1998, and since 2000, she's worked with a local and international client base. She's a Reiki master and an ordained interfaith minister, and she honors the path of the modern druid. Her shamanic practice is Soul Intent Arts, where she focuses on helping blossoming intuitives assimilate spiritual emergency through the tribe of the modern mystic. She is vigorously involved with the worlds in and around her. And take it from me, Kelly is a very interesting woman, and we're going to learn a lot today from her. What we're going to do today is we're going to talk a little bit about Kelly, find out a little bit more about her and her path, and then at some point today we're also going to go through a experiential exercise where Kelly is going to give me a brief induction and communicate with my higher true self, which we'll let Kelly explain this at some point, but since the solstice change in 2013, this has been seeming to be kind of more significant. So we're going to go through that a little later. I want to remind everybody, of course, I was kind of late putting this up, but Kelly is also giving us a free ebook. She's going to give somebody the Gift of the Dreamtime ebook. And let me give you the number here. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. Give us a call here today if you have a question or you just want to say hello or talk about shamanism, have a question about that or anything. Give us a call. If you just want to call and say hello, I'd like that free book. Please do that right away because it's going to go for the first caller. So it's 800-930-2819. All right, Kelly, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Sherry. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. So, Kelly, let's just start at the beginning with you. What kind of brought you to a shamanic path?
I came to my shamanic path strictly with the need to heal, which is common for a lot of modern shamans. I just felt like I had and done the model of healing for depression and post-traumatic stress in my life. And, you know, sincerely, I really gave it my best shot at everything that I took on in my healing. And I just still felt like I wasn't moving forward. I wasn't progressing. And so I sought out shamanic healing for myself with absolutely no intention of working with other people. It was just an amazing experience for me.
So, Kelly, do you think, I mean, I know that you have a lot of clients and you work with people all over. Do you think that's true of a lot of people? Do you think that kind of people, many people come to shamanism because of their desire to heal on a deeper level and perhaps not having full satisfaction or not feeling fully complete through more kind of conventional therapies?
I do. I mean, I think that's kind of a cultural dynamic, but just, you know, from a classic shamanic perspective, it often begins for people of all traditions with some sort of trauma, not always, but some sort of experience that just is awesome. Mm-hmm. But for modern shamans in particular, you know, we don't have a consistent heritage, a consistent spiritual heritage or lineage. And so a lot of people who are modern shamans only begin looking into it when they see the need in their own lives.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. I think of a lot of things, you know. I think that people definitely, I know, come to me, a lot of people who would never think that they would be coming to get a reading or work with an intuitive. And it's really that deep desire to heal. And it pushes us into places and ways and therapies and all kinds of things that we might never experience but for that kind of need. Now, we do have Catherine from South Carolina on the line here. We got a few minutes before break, so let's just go ahead. Let me, Brian, is Catherine there?
Can we say hello? Yes, she is. Catherine, welcome to the program. You're on with Sherry Dillard.
Hi, Catherine.
Well, hello. How are you today? I am having some trouble with healing, and healing in terms of a relationship. I have always believed in my soul that I have belonged with a certain person, and we had spent a wonderful New Year's together, and then on the third, it all kind of started to fall apart. Mm-hmm. And there's still something in me that believes we're meant to be together. We've had a past life, and I'm looking for some guidance. I've used a lot of your techniques in terms of trying opening up my heart and kind of using it like a light beam and to attract good love.
Right.
And I'm trying to. Is this person coming back or?
All right, Catherine. What's your birthday?
October 17th.
Okay. Just give me his first initial.
R.
All right. Let me just see what I get with Catherine with R. Well, you know what I'm getting real strong, Catherine, is that it's just not the time. I feel that he's really needing right now to be blunt, to kind of really grow up a little bit. And, you know, you do have a very strong soul path with him. You did come back very hopeful that you would be able to continue kind of the relationship energy that you had in another life.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, in that life, I'm also feeling that it was kind of, it was cut short. I feel like he was, without getting into too much depth and detail, not by any fault of his own. I feel like it had to do with being in part in the service or something along those lines that he left the planet early. Unfortunately, he has had a lot of trauma himself, I get. And that's in part right now when he's with you, you're such a charge of healing. You have so much love and so much energy in a healing way that you're just emitting, and certainly for him. And this is the hard thing to understand. This is really kind of difficult, but you emit that, he absorbs it, but he kind of comes and goes because he's needing to integrate that. And it's causing, unfortunately, you know, the downside of that, of course, is that you're kind of pouring this energy out, feeling the connection with him. You know that he's connecting with you. You can feel that. But he it's almost like he needs to take a break sometimes and integrate it and heal and kind of really fully accept it. I feel that as difficult as this is for you right now, I do feel like you're going to have to give this a little bit of space and time. Kelly, you might have some, you know what, Catherine, stay on the line. We're going to have to go to break in a minute. And Kelly, would you like to maybe offer something as well?
Sure.
Okay, when we come back,
Kelly.
When we come back, let me, we'll get Kelly to kind of see what she's tuning into with Catherine. Again, please feel free to give us a call, 800-930-2819. I'm Sherry Dillard. My website is www.sherrydillard.com. Feel free to check my website, and please sign up for my newsletter. And okay, we'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia. Or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Gwenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Oh, I'm back. Here I am, Sherry Dillard with Intuit University. And I just want to give you Kelly's website. Her website is www.soulintentarts.com. Soulintentarts.com. And her book, Gift of the Dreamtime, Awakening to the Divinity of Trauma, is an incredible journey that Kelly went through with her own healing. I highly recommend it. I've read it. I actually really got a lot from it, too. All right, we are here. We're going to finish up with Catherine. Catherine, you have won that Gift of the Dreamtime book. Let me just finish up. Let's see if there's anything else here about you with, I think it was. Let me just see anything else, and then we'll move on a bit. All right. You know what, my dear? There's somebody else coming into your life. You know that? I know how it feels to really feel connected to someone and feel like, ooh, it's not right. It's not right. He's not in my life. But I have to tell you, there is somebody else I feel coming in. I want you to know that you have done, you have offered, you have done all that you have been kind of led to do in this life with him. And I do feel there's more to come. I don't feel the relationship is going to end right away. But I do want you to know that at some point within a year, it will be final karmically, and then new energy relationship is coming in, and this is going to kind of graduate you to a new level of connectedness.
So what I'm hearing is he may pop in one more time, and then within a year it'll be totally closed.
Yeah, and then you'll be ready to move on. You will have completed your karma.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
All right.
All right,
well,
my dear. Thank you so much. Thank you
Bye.
So much for calling. Okay, bye-bye.
And I look forward to the book. Bye.
Yeah, you'll like
good,
it.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. So we're here with Kelly again. Not again. She's here today. And we're so happy she is here. So, my dear, we talked a little bit about how people come to shamanism. Some people come to shamanism with the desire for healing after experiencing trauma, and sometimes after conventional therapies just don't seem to completely, bring that wholeness and completeness that people are seeking. What other concerns do clients come in to you? What other things kind of bring people to you?
Probably the most common thing I've seen over the last couple of years is people who have begun to have intuitive experiences, or, you know, just the unseen has started revealing itself in a way that is disrupting their lives. It may be, you know, somebody who is kind of used to having, you know, intuition, but it's ramped up and it's become disruptive, or people who've just never had any experience at all and they've had a Kundalini awakening or some sort of trigger that either is outside their realm of comfort, it's outside their belief system, or they can completely embrace it themselves, but they don't have a community to share it with. Their family doesn't want to hear about it. Their church doesn't want to hear about it. Mm-hmm. And so kind of helping people in that position deal with the spiritual emergency that sort of sudden enlightenment can impart. I mean, we have this idea that we're all striving to enlightenment and it's going to be awesome when we get there. It's going to be great. It's going to solve all our problems. But we don't talk about the stress that that kind of life change can generate. And so I've devoted a lot of effort to developing some techniques to helping people that are in, you know, intuitives that are in spiritual emergency, and just kind of mentoring and witnessing what they're going through to help them know that they're not alone.
Yeah, you know, that's so true, isn't it? It is so, so true that, and it's, you know, the thing is, too, I found with people, it's unexpected, because we do, when we think of enlightenment, we want it. You know, we really want that experience. We want that spiritual attainment. We want that experience even of, you know, just more of a conscious connection with spirit. And it's there. It's available. And when we embrace it, it happens. There's no barriers to it. And it does definitely, in my experience, also cause a fair amount of disruption, right. You know, in the external world and also in the internal self, too.
Exactly. We don't expect initiation to include depression or anxiety or distress. And so a lot of times people can't see that, you know, wonderful experience because they're so wrapped up in the emotional, you know, experience that it's triggering, and just kind of helping people stay grounded through that so that they can get to the good part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So shamanism really is about healing, isn't it?
I think so. I think there could be many different takes on it, but for me, that's the crux of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Your work definitely, and your book, it's such a brave book that you wrote about your own personal experience. And I think that it is just kind of incredible in that it shows the power of working with spiritual energy in a way that we don't always, I think that, you know, sometimes we assume it's kind of not part of our world. You know, it's a part of our world, but it's not part of our real world. You know, our real world is the pressure of everyday bills and, you know, our careers and our families and, you know, just driving down the road and all that kind of thing where we just are busy and we have to do so much. But certainly, once you kind of lift that veil off a little bit and begin to explore and put words and meaning and kind of be able to really have more of a cognitive sense of what is happening behind the scene of the physical, we really realize that it intersects with our lives in incredibly powerful ways. And like you're saying, you know, it's funny, I agree. It's one of the common things I see too is, you know, when we accept more spiritual energy, it affects our physical lives, but it also, like you said, I think it can cause a lot of emotional, sometimes issues too, of anxiety. I've seen people in kind of real states of panic too, where their energy system, their kind of endocrine system too, has been so charged up that their body is having a hard time handling it. So I'm so glad to hear that you are doing this work and helping people in that kind of real intense state of a spiritual emergency. What, Kelly, what is the tribe of the modern mystic? What does that mean?
That's the community that I am attempting to create for people having this experience. Just and initially right now, it's mentoring, it's support, and there's also an online class component that gives people some instruction, you know, a direction possibly for what to do with the experience that they're having. And as, you know, as my little ones get older and I can have more time to create in the physical, I want it to be a physical tribe. I want to create that community so that we actually have people that we can turn to, each of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Through those kinds of transitions.
Yeah, community is so important. I think in this shift that we've been through in 2012-13, I had a guest on, Colin Whitby from the UK, who writes the Magical Being blog, which is an incredible blog about communicating with divine energy, extraterrestrials, kind of the real cosmic realms. And he said the same thing. He said that, you know, he thinks one of the biggest shifts that's happening now is that we're really forming more tribe, more community, more of a sense of working collectively where, you know, at once I think we did a lot of our work individually, and I think we still will be doing that to a certain extent. But that, and I had a couple classes this past month and two, and I had that same incredible feeling about how important it was to be feeling a part of a community, spiritual community, in that way. I think that's fantastic, too, because, you know, I think that we go through these shifts and we can feel so isolated. So having that sense of other people that have maybe been through what we're experiencing is incredibly important. Now, you said that Is this on your website, The Tribe of the Modern Mystic?
It is, yes.
All right. Well, let me just give that, as long as we're talking about it. The website, again, to maybe check that out more, is www.soulintentarts.com. And it's about, as Kelly's saying, The Tribe of the Modern Mystic, which, if I'm hearing you right, it's about kind of the spiritual transformative energy that people may be experiencing that may be leading to maybe some kind of spiritual emergencies at times, maybe
right.
not, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to be talking a little bit more when we come back. We're going to take a break in a minute. I think in our next segment, what we're going to do is, I think we're going to do a little induction here. I'm going to be the guinea pig. I want you to get a little brief idea of maybe what Kelly does and a little sense perhaps of, if you don't know anything about shamanism and the tools that they use, this may give you a little bit of insight as to what might happen in a shamanic kind of session. I know that there's probably all different kinds of ways to go about trance work and different things, but we're going to talk a little bit about the change, which I mentioned briefly, that the solstice change, the true self, how it may be affecting us, and then we're going to do a brief induction, and we're going to talk to me, my true self, and see if she's got anything interesting to say. She might want to take over the show. She might have a different agenda. All right, so everybody, please stay with us, because the next segment's going to be a fun one. I'm Sherry Dillard at www.sherrydillard.com, and please check out my website. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and this is Intuit University. I'm here every week at this same time and talking about intuition, all things spiritual, psychic, and we've got with us Kelly Harrell today. She's been talking to us about shamanism. We're going to go into a brief little exercise so you can get a little sense of what shamanism is like and how Kelly works. By the way, I do want to mention that Kelly has a class coming up quite soon, January 26th. If you're in North Carolina, it's in Fuquay Varina at the Serenity Springs Counseling and Wellness Center. And the class is going to be about mindful etheric being, an introduction to chakra self-care. And please, you can, I'm sure, find out more about that on her website, www.soulintenseart.com. All right, Kelly, tell us a little bit about what you're going to do with me.
Well, sort of like you've touched on, one of the things that one of the themes that keeps coming up across this solstice transition has been engaging the true self to bring it through as much as possible, if not with the goal to bring it through all the time. And so that has been coming up in my personal work. It's been coming up in the work that I'm doing with clients. And that's what I would like to give you a chance to sit with today. I know that you go into trance pretty easily, but I'd like to start by just bringing your awareness to your breath. Just notice your breathing and just sit with it as you naturally inhale and exhale. And as you come into this inner space of yourself, let your belly come out a little bit more as you breathe and bring your belly button in tighter a little bit more as you breathe. And just sit with that breathing pattern. Stay with it, feeling your body, feeling the chair beneath you, the space around you as it supports you, and the inner space within you as it opens up and allows you to move deeper inside. And I'd like for you to hold in mind your true self. And this could be whatever wording you choose. Some people say the whole self, the complete self, the authentic self. The wording doesn't matter. It's that sense of being connected with the primal part of you that is untouched, that is pure Sherry. And I'd like for you to allow your true self to convey to you, however it does, with words, images, maybe an aroma or a memory, it could be a sound. Engage the true self to show you what this life force transition on the planet brings you at this time.
Okay, well, I'm seeing this beautiful river and this path. It's funny because it's a river, but yet it's also a path that's lined with beautiful light green plants and flowers, and it looks like a string of lights. And the message is that it's about movement, and it's about a little bit more celebration. I'm definitely getting the message that it's time to celebrate and kind of get a little bit more, oh, like I can just feel the energy coming in from a higher, this really beautiful, strong, like the river, just flowing in and getting a little bit more in touch with that every day and being able to just see where it takes me is much more of an adventure than maybe I might normally greet every day. But it's, you know, the strongest thing I get is just, I get a very, very visceral feeling of energy and movement and the ease of that movement and the kind of letting go, you know, letting go of what's been known, of old patterns, and really being able to be in that beautiful freedom.
Movement sounds wonderful, particularly mm-hmm. when you can let go and you can experience how easy movement is.
Yeah, definitely. And the movement, it's kind of, you know, some of these things are kind of sometimes, and that's why I think trance work is so crucial, is because when you go a little deeper, I can just feel so much more of a visceral feeling of what movement is, you know, because we have a kind of a hard time conceptualizing. When we think of movement in the physical world, we think, well, I'm going to change jobs, or I'm going to move, or I'm going to exercise more, or I'm going to, I don't know, maybe do this or go to on vacation more, which is all wonderful things that movement can bring. But the movement that I feel right now is even much more subtle and much more in every little moment, you know? Like, you know what it is? Right. It's almost like taking, like, going, the movement is from the known thought to the unknown thought, you know, from the predictable sense of judgment or that's what this is to, hey, you know what? It can be really fun. Just celebrate it, you know?
I think that's beautiful. And it really coincides with a lot of the messages that I've been getting, that a lot of my clients have been getting over this transition, to really relax into the stream, to just flow with life force, and to not have to predict what it's going to be, to not have to judge any aspect of it, and mm-hmm. to relax into the stream and just be the stream. You don't have to be anything but flow and movement.
So Kelly, when people, thank you so much for that. When you work with clients, do you work one-on-one or do you do more group work?
I work predominantly one-on-one, and that's largely been just my own, you know, life structure the last couple of years,
right.
And I'm moving more into group work this year.
Oh, okay. So if someone was to work with you, they might go through some, like, trance, like kind of how you're guiding me, some deeper trance work in that way?
I usually do most of the trance work myself in engaging people's spirit guides and finding out what needs to be done and, you know, how we can shift things for the better. But there is always homework. I mean, as you well know, that anytime you do healing sessions of any kind, there's a need for skills to be able to sort of sustain and continue that work on your own, if nothing but supporting it on your own. And so I do take a lot of time to teach people brief trance skills to be, you know, things that they really can do in the middle of their day. They don't have to devote 45 minutes. They don't have to fast for 24 hours to do it. They really can sit down and do these little things in the middle of their day and shift where they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really helpful. So that's kind of in part what being a shaman really means then, would be that you kind of go into a deeper place and you work with energy, or unseen physical. Well, I mean, we can't see it in the physical, but it's there. It's real energy. But is that kind of the role of the shaman then? Or explain that a little bit more as the shaman. What is the role of a shaman?
I think you can get a ton of answers and even arguments on what that would be. So uh-huh. My take on it is, Shamanism is a little bit different than psychic work in that it involves going into trance space, but in a fairly structured way. And that structure depends on the culture of shamanism that you study and how that cosmology reveals itself to you, because we go to specific areas. I work in the upper and lower world and the middle world and sometimes a few tangential places. But that basic tree of life cosmology is what works for me. And going into that strata with my guides, my spirit guides, the relationship and the bond that we have created to be able to find the solutions that people need. And that mechanism of traveling that way is really unique to shamanism.
Yeah, that really is. That really is shamanism, isn't it? So you mentioned spirit guides. We're going to have to take a break in a minute or two, actually in a minute. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what a spirit guide is, how maybe you experience your guides. I'll give a little bit of sense about maybe how I experience mine, see if they're similar or different. We are talking to Kelly Harrell. Her website is www.soulintentarts.com. She's a shaman. She also has a blog, and her blog is www.internationalinsights.com, and questions and answers, insights and questions and answers from within. I'm Sherry Dillard. You can find me at www.sherrydillard.com, and I'd love for you to check out my website and sign up for my newsletter too. I've got some more classes coming up. I've got this spring, I've just added another one. You can check that out. And we're going to be back in just a moment. I think we are at break, so be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Diller. Thank you so much for joining us today at Intuit University. I love having you here today and listening to our discussion with Kelly Harrell, who is a shaman living right here in North Carolina. And I actually mispronounced her blog. It's intentionalinsights.com. So www.intentionalinsights.com is the blog, Questions and Answers from Within. And her website, again, is www.soulintensearts.com. All right, right before the break, I asked Kelly, we have a little bit of talk about spirit guides. She works with them in her shamanic practice. I certainly connect with them also in my work. So, Kelly, tell me about spirit guides.
Well, spirit guides, the relationship with them is really the crux of a shaman's work and role. And so they are spirit beings that, for whatever reason, you know, thank them very much, they decide that they're going to help us. And they can be in many forms. Some people, you know, have humanoid guides that help them, and others have animals, some have plants, some have elements. You know, the word totemism, animal medicine, these are all kind of lumped into discussion around spirit guides. But they are essentially creatures who, for whatever reason, decide that they are going to help us. And I find that so far, I've never worked with someone who didn't have spirit guides, though some of them are not with us for the long haul. Some of them are here to help us just with a transition, divorce, job change, move, or, you know, help with an illness. But I have experienced that we all have some degree of spirit beings who stay with us as guides throughout our lifetimes and possibly beyond.
Mm-hmm. You know, people often ask me how they know, or how they can, they want to know their guides' names or how they're working with them. And, you know, one of the things I've found is that when life is going smoothly, when there's no obstacles, or the obstacles we have are kind of obstacles that teach us quickly and we learn through, and it kind of fortifies us, makes us stronger, as opposed to times of when we're not in the flow, where, you know, we're kind of hitting our head against the wall and missing the bus and late for work and things are just not working. What, that's in part what I found is the way in our everyday life that guides work with us, is that they kind of present us with opportunities. And when we're in the flow of our life purpose, when we're going along with our soul evolution, it's like the green lights, you know, everything moves forward and there's a sense of freedom and ease. And then when we're not, when those doors shut, things, no matter how we try, don't work, that in part is your spirit guide talking to you and trying to send you a message. So it's not so important all the time to really know their name and to be right, able to see them. You know, sometimes people think, well, I can't see them. What's yep, their name? I don't know how exactly to work with them. Really, exactly, they're working with you in everything. You know, they're kind of sending the right people to you. They're putting you in the right opportunity. It's like synchronicity. You know, if you something kind of keeps coming up and you find yourself led in some way where circumstances are just kind of presenting them opportunity, that's your spirit guide connecting with you. Now, Kelly works with them more directly, as do I, in the way of, you know, kind of working with them to benefit others and to help guide, and it maybe in a more direct way. But, you know, really, it's not necessary in the everyday life to have that kind of connection to really get the most from a guide, because they just love the attention, too.
This is true.
Yeah. So, Kelly, with the little bit of time we've got left, we've got a few minutes. You know, when it comes to shamanism, you've been doing this a long time. What did you start in 1998, I think?
That is the point that I realized that I would be working with other people, but I didn't formalize Soul Intent Arts until 2000.
I see. But you've been on this path for a good 13, 14, 15 years.
It's been my personal path since I was about 17. I didn't have teachers. I didn't have a whole lot to go on at all. But that was the year of my revelatory experience that I realized, you know, that was the way that I needed to interface with being in form.
What was the experience, if you don't mind us sharing?
There was a death in my family. And actually, there were three deaths exactly 30 days apart, which was just a blow, a tragic blow in our family. Yeah. But in particular, my grandfather, it's like we had this dialogue the night before he died. He was perfectly fine. I actually wrote about this in The Spirit of a Woman, an anthology that I was in. But he was perfectly fine. There was absolutely no indication that he was near death. But he and I had this dialogue the night before he died that now, knowing what I know now, if that happened, I would know there was something major about to happen. But at the time, I recognized it, but I just couldn't translate it. I couldn't understand. And he and I both just stood there crying and crying. And, you know, I didn't know what it was, and I didn't understand what was happening. But then sometime later, just mere weeks later, I read an article in a North Carolina journal about a woman who had gone the traditional route with depression and stumbled on a shaman when she was on vacation, and he did a soul retrieval. And as I was reading what he did, I was anticipating what he would do next. Mm-hmm. And I had never heard that in my life. I just knew it. It was inside me.
Right.
And so that was the summer that I just started reading everything that I could and, you know, trying to find the people who would put me on that path.
So you mentioned soul retrieval. What is soul retrieval? I know it's probably a major part of shamanism, isn't it?
It is. It's the idea that the soul is made of infinite parts that come and go. It's our nature. It's natural that we expand our consciousness by these parts coming and going. But when there's a trauma and one of these parts can't get back that the earthly consciousness needs, that's when problems arise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of the time I think we are all very successful with calling back soul parts when we need to, but every now and then we are not. And we really need someone else to intervene at a level that understands that soul rapport to be able to help us do that.
Now,
and that's a soul retrieval.
Give us an example of, like, what would be a soul part that, and why would it kind of disconnect from us?
Well, I call it more like soul shelving. It's not that it's gone or lost or disconnected. It's just that our earthly consciousness can't tap into the strengths and gifts that it brings us this time. Mm-hmm. So,
like our soul, like we just have our power is no longer really.
Exactly. Something's out of balance in a big way.
You know, Kelly, it has been great talking to you today. I hope you all check more out about Kelly Harrell. She's doing some exciting things, the Tribe of the Modern Mystic, for spiritual enlightenment and also spiritual emergencies that often come with that. Her one-on-one work with shamanism sounds wonderful. I hope you, if you know, have any questions, please let her know. I take it, Kelly, your your email address, the way to contact you, they can find on your website?
Yes.
Okay. And Kelly's book, Gift of the Dreamtime, Awakening to the Divinity of Trauma, is a wonderful book. I hope you all can kind of get a chance to look at that. It's Kelly's personal story of deep healing that she experienced with shamanism. I am Sherry Dillard, and I think you probably know my books. I've got Discover Your Psychic Type, Love and Intuition, and The Miracle Worker's Handbook, which is my book about my kind of journey with Mary in a non-religious way, in a more spiritual, divine teacher way. It's been great having you all here today. I so much appreciate your tuning in and listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio.
Sometimes you get a little rain. Sometimes you feel a little pain. No one that we need to blame. Deep inside, we're all the same.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio.